No, musher Aaron Burmeister has the Iditarod lead. He pulled into the remote checkpoint of Cripple at 3:25 this afternoon. Jeff King followed 40 minutes later. A number of mushers appear to be taking their 24-hour layovers into Katna, including Ali Zirkel, Robert Sorley, and Dallas and Mitch Seavey. A dozen mushers have scratched, many with bruised bodies and battered sleds from the rough and snowless trail into Nikolai. The trail in the interior is much better, soft, smooth, and covered in snow. Four-time champion Martin Boozer is one of only a few mushers to have completed his mandatory 24-hour rest. He blew through McGrath this morning on what he calls an unorthodox race plan.
More, bigger, better, faster? No, I'm just going. I'm going to go out here a little bit and take a camp. Just camp my way to Nome.
Boozer's energetic dogs trotted quickly out of the checkpoint after a stop for water. They blew through to Katna, where 26-year-old Pete Kaiser of Bethel was taking his 24-hour rest.
It was one of the plans I had. I was set up to do it other places also, but I just decided to do it here. Hard to pass up, and I didn't see it as being much of a benefit to this team to go any farther.
Kaiser has run the race four times, but eight of Kaiser's dogs are rookies to the Iditarod Trail.
This is a little younger team this year that I'm driving, and they look pretty good right now. And I just figured let's stop while they look good and see how the rest of the race goes.
Most of the teams coming into Takatna are still large. Most mushers left the start line with 16 dogs. There's currently only one team among the top 30 that is running fewer than 13 dogs. Kurt Pirano, the Kiwi musher, says he's surprised, considering how rough the first 200 miles of trail were.
You know, I would have thought we would have had a lot of shoulders and wrists, and but the funny thing is even though we hate it, the dogs just love that sort of stuff, and they just love that windy, fast trail. I mean, you can see it, they're just digging harder, and you ask them to stop, and they want to keep going, and their attitudes.
One musher was flown to a hospital in Anchorage after a harrowing ordeal that included crashing his sled, hitting his head on a stump, and later falling through ice and breaking his ankle. Scott Jansen, known as the mushing mortician, was back home early today after getting a cast for the broken bone he suffered on Tin Creek, about 40 miles from Nikolai. According to Jansen's Facebook site, the ordeal started Tuesday when he crashed his sled between the Rhone and Nikolai checkpoints, hitting his head. He lay unconscious for more than 2 hours and awoke to find his dogs huddled next to him. After caring for his dogs, Jansen fixed his sled and continued on the trail. But one of his dogs, Hooper, got loose from the line and took off. Jansen anchored his sled and tried to catch the animal, but he fell through the ice. Jansen's boots froze, and he slipped on the ice, breaking his ankle. He couldn't get back to his sled and ended up sitting on the ice and water until the next musher came along 45 minutes later. Jamaica musher Newton Marshall stayed with Jansen until an Alaska Air National Guard helicopter arrived to take him to Anchorage.